Good evening. Apparently, nobody told you all that this is the beginning of Pledge Week. Pledge cards are going to come out in about 10 minutes. Thank you all very much. What I'd like to do is tell you a little Christmas story. And it's a story about a little girl named Hannah. Hannah, at the time, was 6 years old. Had a sister, Rachel, who was about 6 months old. And Hannah and Rachel were very, very poor. They lived with their folks. Dirt poor. You know, as poor as you can possibly imagine. Lived in the South. Hannah would find, she'd get woken up sometimes in the middle of the night and find that the car had been packed and they were leaving. And it was only later in her life that she realized, well, we were running out on the, they were running out on the rent. 6 years old, she moves north with her family, with her sister. From the South to Schenectady, New York, colder than anything you can imagine. Especially, it was December, it was the middle of December. Didn't know anybody, didn't have any place to live. They lived in a vacant warehouse, no heat, no light. All they had was a lantern, no place to cook. They had food from takeout places and convenience stores. Hannah was very concerned because nobody knew where she lived. She just moved. And Christmas was coming up, and even though she had a couple of days at school, school didn't know where she lived because, they found out she lived in a vacant abandoned warehouse. They'd take her away from her folks. And she was very concerned that Santa Claus didn't know where she lived. In school the last day, teacher went around and the kids were asking each other, well, what would you like for Christmas? What would you like for Christmas? And when Hannah was asked, she said, I want a coat. It's going to be green, it's going to be fur trimmed, and with fur trim around it, it's going to be just gorgeous. That's what I want. But she thought, Santa's not going to be able to. He doesn't know where I live. He doesn't know where any of us live. Now that was the year. This is a true story. Hannah's closer to my age, and she's just six right about now. Chatty Cathy. Anybody remember Chatty Cathy? Okay, yeah. Chatty Cathy was one of the first talking dolls, and what you did was you stood Chatty Cathy up and you reached around. There was a string with a little tie, and you pulled it up, and she would say all sorts of Chatty Cathy things, and I won't do it. Everybody wanted Chatty Cathy, and everybody said, oh yeah, I'm really hoping I'm going to get Chatty Cathy. Not for Hannah. So, went home, went to the bacon factory. Cold, Rachel was sick, Rachel, her sister, was sick. Her folks weren't there at night. Folks went out at night because that was the only job they could get, second, third shift. So Hannah, 6 years old, was left to look after her six-month-old sister. And 6 months old, changing, making sure that she's breathing, in a dark place where bugs were going on and rodents and strange noises and just so scary. Got to be Christmas Eve, and Hannah was, Santa's not going to come. Santa's not going to come. She went to sleep with that thought. Santa's not going to come. She woke up in the morning, Christmas Day, and she woke up to the smell. What is this? I don't recognize this smell. What's going on? Is this a smell of turkey and biscuits and mashed potatoes and gravy? And she opened her eyes and there was this big basket full of cooked meal. Not just a cooked Christmas dinner with all the fixings, but a cooked breakfast, and juice and everything. More food than she'd ever seen. And right next to it, there were a couple boxes. And they were overflowing with toys and stuff, clothing. And she went to her box and Rachel went to her box. Anna started taking her stuff out, and lo and behold, there was this beautiful little coat. It was in the box. And way down the bottom, she got down, it was Chatty Cathy. This is a good 40, 45 years ago. And Hannah's grown, has family grown, 3 sons. She still doesn't know how that stuff got there. I mean, we're rational people. Of course, you know, some adults brought it. You know, some of them were issued. Maybe your parents did it just to tell them. Maybe. I choose to believe something else. And I know Hannah does also. And it's probably pretty well embodied in this. This is 1897. A little girl in Virginia wrote a letter to a newspaper editor. And said, "Dear editor, I'm 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun," that's a newspaper in New York, "it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" "Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They don't believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's or little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge." Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did, even if they didn't see Santa coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. But there's no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see.